We've been discussing how the Jews in Mitzrayim knew they had to find a special zchus to merit their redemption. And they made a pact, a bris, to do gemilas chesed with one another. They also learned Torah, the mitzvahs and the character traits taught to them by the avos. So Chafetz Chaim explains the well-known pasuk with this. Koyam Hashem, zucharti lo chesed ne'urayich, remember the chesed you did in your young years, ahavas klulosayach, the love of our wedding, lechtech acharei bamidbar, that you followed after me into the midbar, be'eretz lezeruah, into a land which was not developed. Now, typically, this pasuk is understood that it's all talking about one thing. Hashem remembers chesed ne'urayach, the chesed of our kindness of our younger years, the love, in what way that we followed Hashem out into the midbar. We had a tremendous bitachin to trust in Hashem and follow Him into the midbar. So we typically it's learned that that's what it's referring to, going out, just that, going out into the midbar. But the difficulty is then, why is that called chesed? Why is that called we did a kindness with Hashem, so to speak? So the Chafetz Chaim explains a beautiful pshat that it means three different things. Koyam Hashem, Zuchart lo chesed ne'urayach, I remember the kindness you performed in your younger years, means the kindness that Klal Yisrael performed one with another in Mitzrayim. Then, Ahavas Kulosayach refers to Matan Torah, the love that you displayed when you accepted the Torah by Matan Torah, which is always referred to as a chuppah. It was the bonding of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's allegorically looked at as a chuppah. Lechtech, and finally, Lechtech Acharei Bamidbar Be'eretz Lezeruah. And the third chus that Hashem remembers for us is the fact that we followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu out into the Midbar. Beautiful pshat. And it's referring to three different things. The mitzvah of chesed will be the chus that redeems us from amongst the nations of the world now as well, as the Gemara says in Brachas. Now, the Chafetz Chaim is quoting this Gemara, but the Gemara actually says that anyone who learns Torah, performs kindness, and davens, it's as if he already redeemed Hashem and Klal Yisrael from the Galus. The Chafetz Chaim is understanding the Gemara to mean that this is the merit. In other words, Torah, Chesed, and Davening, which is Avodah, basically Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, the three Amudei Ha'olam, the three pillars of the world, are the merit, they're the Zchus that will eventually cause the redemption to happen, and therefore Hashem, when we do it now, already attributes that Zchus to us. When we take part in Torah, Gemilas Chasadim, and Davening, it's as if we already did partially did the redemption, and we get not only the Zchus of Davening, and the Zchus of Torah, and the Zchus of Avodah, but we also get the Zchus of redeeming Klal Yisrael from the Galus. The mitzvah of Chesed is greater than Karbanis, as the Pasuk in Hosea says, Ki Chesed Chofatzti, V'loi Zevach. And Chazal explained, Hashem says, the kindness that you perform is more beloved to me than the 1,000 carbon oilas that Shlomo HaMelech brought, which was right in the beginning of his reign. In the Yerushalmi of Masechtas Peah, it says even more. It says that Chesed and Tzedakah are equal to all the mitzvahs. They're shakul keneged kol ha'Torah kula. They can be compared to all kol ha'Torah kula. The Medrash in the beginning of Rus explains that the purpose of the whole story of Rus, why we have the Megillas Rus that details all those events, the Gemara says this, the Medrash says, I'm sorry, this Megillah, it doesn't have Tumah, it doesn't have Tahara, it doesn't have Isser, and it doesn't have Heter, meaning it doesn't teach us any mitzvahs. The Megillas Esther teaches us the mitzvahs of Purim. But Rus doesn't teach us any mitzvahs. So why was it written? To teach us the reward given to those who perform chesed. Meaning, Boaz was kind to Rus, he gave her food, and greater than that, he married her. And through that, he merited to be the father of David HaMelech and the whole dynasty of Malchei Yehuda. And this remained in his farm family life forever. It's Nitzchias, all in the merit of the chesed that he performed. And rain falls in the merit of Gemilas Chesed, and chesed and kindness has the power to revoke a decree condemning us to Misa. And that's all these things are the tremendous power that Chesed has. Chesed is one of the greatest things that we have, Zchusim, that we can utilize to protect us, and to bring Hashem's kindness upon us.